Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Bonjour, this is Fabulously Delicious, the French food podcast. It's the podcast that's all about the cuisine that is said to have founded modern cooking. French ingredients and dishes have been the starting block for many of the world's best chefs and cooks. On Fabulously Delicious, you'll learn all about those dishes and ingredients, as well as get to know more about fabulous French foodies. I'm your host, Andrew Pryor. Enchanté.
Enchanté.
10 years ago, my life changed when I competed on MasterChef Australia, and now I'm living my best life right here in the French countryside. Here, life is all about cooking, eating, meeting wonderful locals, food producers, chefs, home cooks, drinking amazing wines, eating some of the over, I've been told, 1,500 French cheeses. I'm trying to get through them all. And sharing these fabulous experiences with you, my fabulously delicious audience. I hope you're enjoying them. Today, we're continuing the A to Z of French herbs, and today's herb is known as the thinker's herb, and has many health benefits as well as being a delicious ingredient in a dish. Sit back, turn the volume up. If you're not driving, pour yourself a glass of wine, break a baguette, add a bit of saucisson, maybe some delicious cheese, and enjoy today's episode of Fabulously Delicious, the A to Z of French herbs, sage. Sage in French is pronounced sauge, or sage, depending on where you are in France. Sauge, though, is spelled S-A-U-G-E. Its botanical name is Salvia officinalis, and can also be called common sage. It's part of the Lamaceae, or mint family of plants. Sage is a perennial evergreen shrub that has woody stems and green-grey leaves, as well as purple or bluish flowers depending on the variety. It's native to the Mediterranean and has now become naturalized all around the world. Other names for sage include garden sage, golden sage, kitchen sage, true sage, culinary sage, Dalmatian sage, and broadleaf sage. There's also purple and red sage. Sage can grow to over a meter square, sometimes larger, and can be up to 60 centimeters or 2 feet tall. It has a vast history of use both medicinally and culinary throughout the world. In ancient times, sage was used to ward off evil spirits, cure snake bites, and to increase women's fertility. The Romans called sage the holy herb and used it in religious ceremonies. Pliny the Elder used sage as a diuretic and a local anesthetic for the skin. Charlemagne had sage as part of his herbs that he required to be cultivated throughout the empire in the Middle Ages in his chapter of Villis. There is a French medieval guidebook created in the late part of the 14th century for women in marriage and how they should run a household. This book recommended a cold sage soup, a sage sauce for poultry, and an infusion of sage for hand washing at the table. Four Thieves Vinegar is a blend of herbs, including sage, that was supposed to ward off the plague. And in the 17th century, the Dutch would trade sage with the Chinese for tea leaves. But in fact, the Chinese had been trading sage since 812 AD, when they started to trade with the French. They would actually trade 4 pounds of Chinese tea with the French for 1 pound of sage. Louis XIV of France, the Sun King, he drank sage tea every morning and attributed this to his living until the ripe old age of 72. a good age for a French king, apparently. During the 18th century, people would roll sage like cigarettes and smoke it. As the spring pollen appeared, this was supposedly a cure for asthma. Native Americans used sage to mix with bear fat to cure skin problems. And, of course, we all know the folk song Scarborough Fair, which included sage as an essential herb in Britain, parsley, sage, rosemary and thyme. Chia seeds come from the Salvia hispanica, which is a South American variety of sage, which the Aztecs and Mayans before them cultivated. It became the third major vegetable food source after corn and wheat. Fabulously Delicious is a part of the Evergreen Podcast Network, and some of my favourite fabulous shows on the Evergreen Podcast Network include the French History Podcast, where Dr. Gary Giraud explores the events and people from 3 million years ago to the present day in France. Gary Giraud is a historian who has a PhD in modern British and French history, and we did a collaboration together about Thomas Jefferson and James Hemings, which you can find either on the French History Podcast or here on Fabulously Delicious. Another great podcast about French history on the Evergreen Network is Le Secle by David Montgomery. This is about France's history from 1814 to 1914, which was a century in France that was full of both turmoil and stagnation, revolution, industrialization, wealth and poverty, colonialism and humiliation. Le Secle podcast on Evergreen Podcast, as well as Fabulously Delicious and the French History Podcast, can be found at evergreenpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts. Sage leaf teas have been called the thinker's teas, and in modern times have been used in treating Alzheimer's patients as well as treating people with depression and cardiovascular disease. Sage's essential oil is often found in skin treatments as well as creams for nails, hair cleaning products, and it's said to leave a shine in people's hair. So it's often used in shampoos and conditioners. Tea tree oil, basil oil, sage oil and arrowroot have all been used to treat fungal infections in toes. Nice. Sage is often added to toothpaste, as they say it helps with whitening the teeth. There's an old saying about sage: he that would live for A must eat sage in May. More than half of the world's cultivation of sage is done from wild-grown sage in Albania, Bosnia and Herzegovina, Croatia, Serbia and Montenegro. A recipe in French cuisine that sage is often used in is sage butter or beurre de sauge. You can use this as a sauce on pasta or roasted or steamed vegetables, and even on a pan-fried chicken breast. That's my favourite. Here's my recipe for sage butter. The ingredients you'll need: half a cup or 125 grams of unsalted butter, 2 bunches of sage, 30 ml of white wine, and salt and pepper to taste. The method? In a large non-stick fry pan, melt the butter with the sage on a medium-high heat. Cook until the butter goes a brown hazelnut colour. Add the wine and glaze the pan and cook for a minute. Season with salt and pepper. And then it's ready to serve. I also love a good stuffing for chicken and other poultry, and my sage and onion stuffing is perfect. Here's my recipe for sage and onion stuffing. The ingredients you'll need: 2 tablespoons of unsalted butter, 2 large onions chopped, 4 tablespoons of milk, 1 bunch of sage leaves finely chopped, 200 grams of breadcrumbs. I prefer a good white loaf. A country loaf is great. Salt and pepper to taste. The method? In a non-stick pan, melt the butter and add the onions and cook on a medium-low heat for 20 to 30 minutes until they're translucent. Make sure you don't brown the onions. Reduce the heat if they start to get colour on them. Add the milk and sage leaves and stir to combine, and then remove from the heat to cool. Pour the cooled sage mixture into a bowl with the breadcrumbs and stir until combined. Season with the salt and pepper, and then it's ready to use in any poultry stuffing dish. I also love good old-fashioned cookbooks and have found a fabulous recipe in one of my old French cookbooks that I've tweaked for a more up-to-date version. It's four white onions with a white sauce and sage. It's a delicious accompaniment to a delicious confit de canard or a duck breast. So here's my recipe, onions in a sage sauce. The ingredients you'll need: 300 grams of small white onions, 25 grams of butter, 1 tablespoon of flour, 150 ml of chicken stock, salt and pepper to taste, 8 sage leaves finely chopped, 2 tablespoons of creme fraiche, and 1 tablespoon of chopped parsley. The method? Peel the onions by placing in boiling water for a minute, and then cold water, which helps to remove the skins of the onions. Heat the butter in a non-stick frying pan on a medium-low heat and cook gently for 5 minutes until lightly browned. Sprinkle with flour and cook for 1 minute. Pour in the stock and then turn the heat up to medium. Season with salt and pepper, add the sage, cover, and simmer for 20 to 30 minutes. When the onions are tender, add the cream and cook for a minute. Add the parsley and serve. There's a saying from, supposedly, the father of modern hydrotherapy, Abe Knepp. Abe actually didn't come up with this saying, but he's one of the most famous people who have said it. And that is, who adds sage in his garden does not need a doctor. That's it for another episode of Season 3 of Fabulously Delicious. How do you use sage? Do you grow it in your garden like we do? Let me know by contacting me via Instagram. Slide into my DMs at Andrew Pryor Fabulously, or you can email me on contact@andrewpryorfabulously.com. I love to chat with you all. A special shout out to Jeremy, who contacted me by Instagram actually, to let me know of a spelling mistake I had in last week's episode of Fabulously Delicious on rosemary, which I was able to quickly fix and update straight away. So thanks for that, Jeremy. Breaking news, in the next few episodes, in time for Christmas, I'll be releasing my first ever book, and it's a food guide to the city that I called home for many years and go back to from our country French house all the time, Paris. More information coming in the next few episodes about the book and how you can get a copy, so stay tuned. Thank you for listening, and remember, you know what my motto is. Whatever you do, do it fabulously. Merci beaucoup and bon app.
Hello, and welcome to Novel Conversations, a podcast about the world's greatest stories. I'm your host, Frank Lavallo, and for each episode of Novel Conversations, I talk to two readers about one book, and together, we summarize the story for you. We introduce you to the characters, we tell you what happens to them, and we read from the book along the way. So if you love hearing a good story, you're in the right place. Our 9th season is coming this fall. Tune in to hear from some of the all-time great authors, Charles Dickens, Jules Verne, F. Scott Fitzgerald, and more. Subscribe to Novel Conversations wherever you listen to podcasts.